law can do can take away this love, this love that I found.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, last week, we talked about be not. I think I gave you 12 be nots. So we're going to focus on one of those be nots tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, look at verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, verse 1 says that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I've heard some people say that the sin is unbelief, you know, just not believing, not trusting God. But, you know, a weight could be anything. And weights are different for different people, but sometimes people have common weights. Sometimes people have weights that are in common, you know, because, you know, you hang out with a certain group of people, then you pick up same attributes, same characteristics, you know, same mannerisms, same habits. And sometimes a group of people can have the same weight. Okay? And so tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to deal with the weight of slothfulness. Slothfulness. He wants to eradicate slothfulness out of your life because slothfulness is a vision killer. It's a plan stopper and a vision killer. Now, a lot of people don't really understand how dangerous it is to allow a slothful spirit to creep into your life, because this is not one of these spirits that announce itself. It's a creeping spirit. It's a creepy spirit. It just creeps and takes over your life a little bit at a time to get you off course, to kill your vision, to stop your dream, so that you end up being unproductive and idle and in neutral, when in Christ, you ought to always be going forward. You know, the scripture here talks about laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run. Notice he said, let us run the race, right? He didn't say nothing about walking. He didn't say walk the race, that we might run the race. There's a race we're supposed to run. Hallelujah. How many of you know it takes more energy to run than it does to walk? Amen. So if you're going to run the race, that means you have to be willing to expend more energy. But the strength comes from the Lord, because in the scripture tells you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. He's the beginning. He's the source, amen, of what we need to run our race and to run it well. Amen. Looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your own mind. You see, you have to guard your mind that your mind don't get weary in doing what's right. You know, one of those be nots that we had last week was be not weary in well doing. Wasn't that one of them? Don't be weary in well doing. And then the last one that we talked about was Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Says, be not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Then Romans 12, 11 says, don't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So you can be slothful in how you handle your affairs. You can be slothful in how you handle your family. You can be slothful in how you handle your job assignments. You can be slothful in how you handle your money. You get a slothful spirit on, you start paying everything late. Got the money and just make it just late, just slow. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, be not slothful. I'm going to talk to you about slothfulness and laziness to eradicate it from your life. Because slothfulness is designed by the devil to stop your progress and to get you off course so that you become unproductive, so that you have no energy. And there's a difference between slothfulness and being lazy, even though they're very closely associated with one another. Whenever you find slothfulness, you're going to find laziness. Wherever you find laziness, you're going to find slothfulness. It's like one of these unholy packs that tried to gang up on you to make you slothful. And if it can't make you lazy, just make you slothful. Now, laziness, let me find laziness for you. To be lazy means to be unwilling to work or to expend energy. That's what we mean when we say somebody lazy. That means they resist work. They resist any kind of effort or anything that's going to cause them to expend energy. When you're lazy, you're disposed to idleness, which means you end up really just doing nothing, wasting a lot of time. It also means moving slowly. When you find somebody that's lazy, they do everything slow. That's lazy. Don't want to expend too much energy, right? A lazy person is not going to run the race. A lazy person says, now, ain't no sense in us running. Let's walk. But guess what? You're going to reach your destination faster if you run. You're going to be late if you walk. Right? If you start walking when you're supposed to be running, you ain't going to be on time. You're going to miss something. You're going to have delay. Amen. Now, let me talk to you about slothfulness. Slothfulness, this word describes something that is dull, monotonous, slow, sluggish, unexciting, or something that's lost its energy, its drive, its pace, its thrust, and has become neutral or inactive. So you can be working, 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 and not being lazy, but still be slothful. You can be expending a lot of energy, doing a lot of things, you know, not lazy, I'm ready to work, but not accomplishing anything because you're slothful. Because you have, you know, when people start off on fire for Jesus, you know how they have zeal, they have energy, they ready to go out in the street, do everything. Then after a little while, they get out of drive, they get out of run, and they slow down and they get in park, some of them just get in neutral, which means You know, I'll go wherever you want me to go, do whatever you want me to do. I just ain't going to do it fast. We ain't going to have no pace with it. So there's a slight difference between being lazy and being slothful, because slothfulness denotes a person who was once passionate, on fire, enthusiastic, but has become disinterested and has a take it or leave it, don't care attitude, and have sunk into a state of being slow, boring, dull, sluggish, and uninterested. Now, if you're not careful, husbands and wives have to be careful that they don't let slothfulness enter into their relationship, because when it does, you become uninterested in one another, dull, slow, have no fire, no passion, no excitement. That's slothful. That's a good picture of slothfulness right there. And you know you're the same way if you're on your job and you start off on a job on fire, love your job, can't wait to get there, getting there early. Then after a while, you have a few setbacks, trouble come, and now you drag in just on time. It's dull, so you're watching the clock. Ooh, boy, this day long here. It's a long, dull day. You're uninterested in what you're doing. You have no passion, no zeal, no enthusiasm, and no initiative. When you lose your initiative, you know, that's that internal drive that all of us have to have if we're going to do the will of God. You have to maintain that internal passion and that internal drive and that internal energy to do what is pleasing to God and to stay in the will of God. You can't allow yourself to get dull and uninterested and, you know, and just have a just take it or leave it, a don't care attitude, you know, where you become very apathetic and lethargic, where you just do everything slow. Stuff that you could get done in 10 minutes take you 2 hours. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. See, when you're lethargic, you know, you got something that can take 10 minutes and you fumble around with it, keep fumbling around with it. Before you know it, you look down, 2 hours and went by, and you still ain't got it done. The Lord wants that out of the church, and He wants that out of you, and He wants it out of me. I'm taking my medicine too. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will shine the spotlight on slothfulness and say, I want it out of this body. Because it'll slow down progress. We won't be able to run. We won't have any vision because we won't have any energy. You lose energy when you're slothful. And you're going to see why here when we get into some of these scriptures here. Now, another Greek word for slothfulness also means lazy and idleness. So they kind of one in the same in some senses how it's used in the scriptures. It carries the idea of a person who has a do nothing, a lethargic, lackadaisical, apathetic, indifferent, lukewarm attitude toward life. Where you just don't care. Well, I don't care. Where you just have a don't care attitude. Well, you know, I don't care if church make it or not. I don't care. You have that kind of attitude, see, that's the devil working on you. Now, characteristics of slothfulness. Let me give you some. We're going to read some scriptures. When slothfulness is at work in you, it makes you slow to act or respond. It makes you hesitate. Judges 18:9. I'm just going to give you scripture references. You can go back and read them later. We might read some of them. The way of the slothful, his way is hard and painful. Proverbs 15:19. Slothfulness causes one to waste time, money, and talents. Proverbs 18:9. When you're slothful, you avoid work. You're lazy, and work is very painful to you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8.